Larry Thomas has a review this morning of an inspirational film presented by Cincinnati World Cinema at the Art Museum.
The first shot of the film is of a tall, imposing black man astride the top two steps of an equally tall, imposing ladder, brandishing a gas-powered hedge trimmer that's only one generation smaller than a chainsaw. Is this a new horror film? Hardly. It's A Man Called Pearl. Pearl is the guy with the hedge trimmer and is the sort of person who can prove to be inspirational to anyone, anywhere. Pearl Fryer, now 66 years old, is a former factory worker in Bishopville, South Carolina, a small town in the smallest and poorest county in that state. When he moved to Bishopville some years ago, he was unwelcome in a particular neighborhood because those people never take care of their yards. Undaunted, as is his way of life, Pearl bought a house in a neighborhood where he and his family were welcome and decided to make an example of his yard. He had no formal training in gardening or horticulture. He scoured the piles of discarded plants behind a local nursery to find items which he felt had potential. And in doing so, he managed to earn the local garden club's Yard of the Month award. Pleased by his accomplishment, but unable to rest on his laurels, as is his way in life, Pearl Fryer turned his 3-acre yard into an amazing wonderland of topiary sculpture. He didn't just grow plants, he created some stunning works of art on a grand scale that some people still can't believe exist. This self-taught, and some say divinely inspired, combination green thumb and sculptor has single-handedly brought tourism to a town that was on its last legs following loss of industrial jobs and the mechanization of farming. Universities, branches of governments, and art museums have honored Fryer for his accomplishments. He has been commissioned by the town of Bishopville, a state art museum, and the local Waffle House to sculpt plants for them. You may have seen something about Pearl Fryer in the New York Times or on CBS News Magazine Sunday morning. But you really won't get to know this intriguing gentleman until you see the documentary A Man Named Pearl. Not only is he an acclaimed topiary sculptor, he creates his own brand of junk art using things thrown out by others. He is also wise and thoughtful and has the kind of personality and demeanor that endears him to friends and strangers, young and old alike. Once you experience A Man Named Pearl, you may even want to go drive through Bishopville and stop to see his garden. And of course, he would be glad to have you stop and go out of his way to make you feel welcome. That's just the way he is. The film itself is a love letter to this extraordinary human. It's a straightforward look at him and his surroundings with no cinematic tricks or editorializing. The sparse but excellent original jazz score is by pianist Fred Story, who performs the music with a terrific combo. If we had more Pearl Fryers in this world, perhaps people would be more optimistic about the fate of humanity in general. A Man Named Pearl is a presentation of Cincinnati World Cinema at the Cincinnati Art Museum. Showings will be on Sunday, August 24th at 2 p.m. and again Tuesday and Wednesday, August 26th, 27th at 7 p.m. For more information about the film and Cincinnati World Cinema, go to our website at wvxu.org for a link. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Larry Thomas.